the sunny side on your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria Info FM. We are officially in the last hour of the show. Let's talk successful in vitro fertilization, IVF. Miracles or not? Are they miracles? Should they be regarded as miracles? It took some human intervention to make it possible. No, I don't think it's a miracle. So let's start. Infertility, sadly, in Nigeria, affects around 1 in 4 couples. And it is said that the most effective method for treating infertility is IVF. Especially in Nigeria, or in the Nigerian environment, where fallopian tube factor and sperm count issues are major causes of infertility. And to treat these two, the best way is still IVF. Why am I sounding like a doctor today? It is also a known fact that children conceived after IVF are much cherished and loved by their parents despite their struggle with infertility. Many people take having a child for granted and assume that when the time is right, they will have a baby with the one they love. However, for some couples, things are not as straightforward and they have to go through many hurdles. You know, the bashing, the mother-in-law saying, give my son a grandchild, give me a grandchild, did we marry a man? You're married only reach 10 years, you never born pikin, all of those things. Trust me, they go through all of that before getting the child of their dreams. Some even go to one prayer house, one pastor, one herbalist, not like juju herbalist, you know, traditional medicine. Yeah, they explore all the options. Thousands of Nigerian couples have no option other than to go through IVF. But why don't people talk about IVF babies, really? Since the birth of the world's first in vitro fertilization baby, over 5 million babies have been born. In Nigeria alone, as at 2018, right, the number of babies conceived through IVF is over 5,000 and still growing. But many Nigerian couples who have benefited from assisted reproductive technique don't disclose that they underwent fertility treatment. In fact, they regard telling people that their babies were courtesy of IVF as one of the greatest taboo. Not the sweetest taboo now by Shade. Greatest taboo. Why will I tell people that I got this child through IVF? No, I'm not going to say it all. They're going to question this. They're going to be wondering why. And to tell you the truth, it's not even cheap. Why keep it a secret? Are those children born via IVF not also gifts from God? I hear that on the average, some people spend as much as 3 million naira to go through IVF. Chances of success at first try, maybe not so high. Some people try several times. They go through the procedure several times before it is eventually successful. Now, while waiting on God's time is the best. How do they say it in Igbo? There's a name. The meaning is God's time is the best. I'm trying to remember the name now. Please, my brothers from Igbo, help me. God's time is the best. So while waiting for God's time, can spouses take steps to help themselves have children, even if it's via IVF? I go again. While waiting for God's time, can spouses take steps to help themselves have children, even if it has to be through IVF? Question number two. Most importantly, can a successful IVF still be regarded as a miracle or a testimony? Can a successful IVF still be regarded as a miracle or a testimony? We're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. You can join the conversation on those platforms. Also on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. At Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. Now, the number to call, the smart number to call, the only number to call is 070-0923-0923. Once again, 070-0923-0923. The WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. You will turn down the volume of your radio set as you call, please. When you call, you get through to a call screener first, and then call screener will pass you over, hand you over to me in the studio. So somebody has sent the Igbo translation for God's time is the best. Can I access it? Where is it? Okay. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you, my Igbo brethren. I see a lot of God's time. Okay. God's time is the best means Oge Chikama. Yeah, okay. Oge Chukukama. I know the name Oge Chukukama. Aha. Uh-huh. Thank you. Oge Chukukama, God's time is the best. All right, then. Let's hear from Ida in Inkoro. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
In Inkoro language, Abatokutiwebi.
Hey. It's a thank you. Thank you. All right, thank you so much. Okay, so why I asked that question was because, you know, I know we always say it. So sometimes we listen to songs. Okay. Oh, that's the song. God's time is the best. So questions again. While waiting for God's time, can spouses take steps to help themselves have children? If that is the case, can a successful IVF still be regarded as a testimony or a miracle? Okay, so keep the calls coming. This conversation was pre-sold on some of our social media handles earlier, and I saw some of your comments, so I think I'll just go ahead and read them. Just give me a few seconds, please, to do that on Twitter and on Facebook. So, yes, the ones I saw on Facebook, this one is from Prince Eni, and he says, yes, because not all survive through it. Okay, this one is from Numo, and it says, yes, a testimony, but expensive for an ordinary person having the challenge of barrenness. Is it really barrenness or infertility? Or Sergi Philip says, I see it as a testimony when the woman is not capable of giving birth to children. I see it as a testimony when a woman is not capable of giving birth to children. Okay, so let's understand IVF. Usually the procedure would have the egg from the woman and the sperm from the man. So assisted reproduction is what this is called. Reproductive technique. will have the sperm. It's going to be, you know, someone is going to handle it. Have the sperm, fertilize the egg, and then it will then be put back in the woman, the womb of the woman, the uterus of the woman. And she carries the pregnancy up until full term. And she's delivered of the baby naturally, or she goes through a cesarean session. So it's not like she cannot, but maybe due to some circumstances within the her body, her reproductive organs, or the husband, it has to be done outside as opposed to the natural way that will have the man have, you know, the copulation, as it were. Or maybe the eggs will not be put back in the woman. It will now be put back in a surrogate, put into a surrogate mother who will then carry the baby to full term. But the egg belongs to the woman, the wife in this case, and the sperm that fertilized the eggs belong to the husband. Chooks from Rumola, Odia. Sorry about that, Chooks. Please do well to call back. This message here says, IVF shouldn't be seen as a miracle. Rather, appreciation should be given to modern medicine and science. Escobar, send that in. Okay. Let me draw your attention to something when we look at success rates. If something is not 100%, is not guaranteed 100%, and you try it and it eventually works for you, shouldn't you consider it a miracle? Considering the fact that some other persons have tried IVF and it failed. They are failed IVF cases. They are failed IVF cases. So even with all the money, you keep trying and it doesn't work. But yours became successful. Isn't it a miracle? Shouldn't it be shared as a testimony? 070-0923-0923-0809-030-6416. It's the WhatsApp number to call. 0809-030-6416. And then the call line is 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. An unsuccessful IVF circle can be emotionally and financially devastating. Okay? But it's no longer an assumption that IVF success rates are higher for infertile couples that go through multiple rounds. So you do it the first time, it doesn't work, you gather money and you go and do it again. It's expensive, but it is an option. And when it becomes successful, shouldn't it be regarded a miracle or a testimony? Okonkwo from Rumukuta, welcome to the sunny side.
Sister Didi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Well, it should be called a miracle. And specifically a miracle from God. Because miracle simply means unexpected event that takes place through the invisible power of God.
Okay.
Yes. And we should attribute the glory and honor to the Almighty God. Because no matter the achievement of science and technology, the whole achievement comes from the brain of man, the brain of man made by the Almighty God. If we remove the brain of man made by the Almighty God, there will be no science and technology again.
Okay.
So we have to give the glory to God who made the human brain that came up with IVF. Thank you.
All right, then. Let's hear from Oluwafemi in Mboba. Oluwafemi, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon, my sister.
Good afternoon, my brother.
Yes, I see it as a miracle.
Okay.
And a gift from God. I and my wife do IVF twice.
In wow.
One along this former OPM road.
Wow.
But the two failed.
Two failed.
So anybody that did their own, yeah, the two failed. I know how much I spent. So I do it twice.
Wow.
There's one hospital in this OPM road.
Okay.
So anybody that did their own and is successful is a gift from God. It's a miracle. It's a testimony.
Okay. Now, Oluwafemi, when you had the failed encounters and then you had the successful one, were you open to sharing it with people that you actually got your child or children through IVF?
To be candid with you, even the one that I did is surrogacy, the one that is successful is surrogacy. And I shared with people that are close to me.
You shared it to people close to you. Hold on. Someone else carried your child. Your wife could not carry it.
That is what the doctor said.
Whoa. And you shared it. And you shared it with people close to you.
I disclosed it with people that are close to me. So my close friend, my close ally. I disclosed it to them.
And what was their reaction like?
Well, what is their concern? I read what that. Is that control my house for me? Is it
no. I'm not talking about you. I'm not saying that the reaction affected you.
They rejoiced with me.
They rejoiced with you. Okay.
Yes.
Great.
It's my option. It's my life.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Oluwafemi, for sharing. Wow. That's someone's life testimony. Haven't tried twice. And then the third time, it worked, but like he said, the doctor said his wife could not carry the baby, so they had to go for surrogacy. Interesting. 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number once again is 0809-030-6416. Join the conversation on Twitter. We are live at Nigeria Info PH on Twitter. We're talking successful IVFs, if they are miracles or not. If you're just joining us, the questions are, while waiting for God's time, can spouses take steps to help themselves have children? And can a successful IVF still be regarded as a miracle? Our Facebook page, Real Life, is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Go there, watch us live, like, share, but most importantly, drop your comments in the comment section. Hannah Victor on Facebook says yes. Yes to what exactly? Yes to what exactly? All right, a message on WhatsApp says, afternoon once again, Didi. Good afternoon. Everything is a miracle in this world. Even in IVF, the formation of the child is a process that to me is a miracle. Others went through the process unsuccessful. It's a miracle altogether. Dave from Port Harcourt. Amarachi from Origwe, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yes, afternoon, my brother.
It's Denise. I'm a woman, not a man. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, what I want to say, we have a lot to do pertaining church issue. Why do I say so? People are still afraid watching what people will say, how you get your children. But in the actual sense, does it matter? If God do anything that you cannot be able to do, for Christ's sake, is a miracle. The IVF you talk about, a man has his own limit to go, and God perfect it. So that one God will do. Moreover, man didn't make himself. It's God that made man. Is there not a miracle? It's a miracle.
Okay.
Thank you. That is my contribution.
Okay, so hold on, Amarachi. Are you saying that if someone comes to share testimony time, I don't know how they do it in your church. You say overcomers time. My testimony is this. For how many years I've been looking for a child with my husband, of how many years I've been looking for a child with my wife, and we've tried everything triable, it didn't work, and then we went to a hospital, and they advised us to do IVF, and we did it, and it was successful, and to the glory of God, we have our baby, or we have our babies. Do you think the reaction will be the same way in your church or in any other church as it will be when someone shares the testimony like this? Glory be to God. After so many years of barrenness, God finally blessed us with a child. I didn't even know I was pregnant up until the 9th month, or up until the 7th month, or up until the 3rd month. And I went to the hospital, they said I was pregnant, and God blessed me with twins, or God blessed me with triplets. Which will be more acceptable?
My dear sister, thank you very much. I want to throw more light for what you just said.
Yeah.
We claim to be Christian, but we are not. If we are a Christian, we are living by the example of Christ. Is there anything that wrong for one to tell exactly a story? How God relates to you, or how God do one thing or the other to you? Is it wrong? But we are not following the Bible teaching. That is the reason why we consider first what will people say in the congregation, not what will God, how does God feel in our attitude. That is a challenge.
Okay.
If we are honest, if we claim to be a Christian, to worship him in truth, what warrants you not to tell people the way God meets you?
Okay. What warrants you not telling people exactly how it happened, the way God did it for you? Well, some people still have the notion, they're still of the opinion that you should have waited until God responded. It has to be the natural way. You know, they still clamor for things happening the natural way. And if it is indeed God, then he should have done it the natural way, as opposed to having you go and, you know, help yourself. What's that statement people usually... that's the word. Heaven help those who help themselves. So we've been waiting for a long time, and it's as if we are waiting for too long. So we went to find a way to help ourselves have children, and it was successful. Whether or not it should be regarded as a miracle, I don't know. You tell me. Someone says this is a case of faith versus science. We give all praise to science, not Jesus, this time. Time is coming when Africa people will veer away from religious sentiments. It is not a miracle. It is science at work. It is not a miracle. It is science at work. Interesting. Let's take this next call. All right, this one says, my dear sister, good afternoon. In my opinion, a whole lot of Nigerians are ignorant, foolish and ungrateful. It is just like saying he or she will not use airplane, but will rather prefer to trek. God said my people perish for lack of knowledge. Being ashamed, refusing to let people know about it, rather come to church and claim it is a miracle, rather than tell the congregation the truth. Hence, some other persons who are in need will also go for it. After all, some persons succeeded, some didn't after so many attempts. Others died in the process. Emmanuel from Ebonyi, welcome to the sunny side. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I want to contribute to the issue.
Go ahead.
I want to start by asking the question, what are the ingredients that are involved in the IVF? Is it not the paternal stem?
True.
Fertilized.
Mm-hmm.
Paternal stem from the human body that God made.
Mm.
Fertilized and put into a woman's womb.
Mm-hmm.
And if it begins to grow, the baby will begin to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the natural one. Is this not the same pattern as can form a baby in the womb of the woman? Then why should we call the other one artificial and call the other one natural? No, that should be wrong mentality.
Mm.
All of them pass through God's natural process. So God should be glorified, and it's a miracle from God. Sister Didi, thank you.
Well, Emmanuel, to answer your question, one was assisted. The other was not with assistance. I mean, the doctors had to intervene, had to retrieve the eggs from the woman's womb, you know, and also get the sperm from the man. And then they assisted. They made it possible for the sperm to fertilize the egg. And then they put it back in the woman's body to grow.
That was why I said paternal stem from man, maternal egg, brought together, and then the doctor will now insert it inside the womb, and it will begin to grow. In IVF process, do they use coconut water?
No.
Do they use bread? In some body substance, made by God, body substance. Substances of men and women made by God, brought together, put inside the womb for incubation. So there's no difference. So God should be glorified.
In both of them. All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Emmanuel from Ebonyi. God should be glorified. The process may be different, but the ingredients, according to Emmanuel, are still from what God created. 070-0923-0923-0923-0923. The numbers to call are 070-0923-0923. And then the WhatsApp number for your messages, 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. We are live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Go there and be a part of the conversation. And also on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. See another WhatsApp message, I beg your pardon. And I'm going to read them shortly. Remember, the question is, while waiting for God's time, can spouses take steps to help themselves have children? And can a successful IVF still be regarded as a miracle or a testimony? I said earlier that in Nigeria, infertility affects around 1 in 4 couples. And it is said that the most effective method for treating infertility is IVF, especially in Nigerian environment where fallopian tube factor and sperm count issues are major causes of infertility. Infertility, I beg your pardon. So to treat these two, the best way is IVF. Nigeria Info, Destiny from Ahoda, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, madam.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Okay. I want to contribute to the very program going on right now.
Go ahead.
Judging from your point, you know, point you're making now, just like what my colleague just said recently, Manuel from Akwaibom, you know, actually, the like he said, the substances are from human bodies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these are natural, you know, naturally made by God and put in the human system. We make those science actually is the kind of assistance, right? Bringing them out and then put them in an incubator and grow the baby. Irrespective of all this, irrespective of the science or whatever, it is everything, body, human knowledge. Put in, you know, everything put together, you call it science, is faith from God.
Mm.
The human knowledge, the creation of the manufacturing of those science equipment and all that, all everything put together is from God.
Mm.
There's need for us to ascribe the honor and glory to God at the end of it all.
Mm.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Okay.
Yes. So thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Frank from Eneka, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right.
IVF, personally, I have done, my family has done four IVF.
I can't hear you, Frank. What did you say? Hello, Frank.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
All I'm saying is my family, we have done four IVF and none were successful.
In your family, you've done four IVFs. None were successful.
Yes. Whoa. None were successful. We are aware right from the get-go that the probability of any of these settings when it comes together at the embryo stage, that it is the same probability as with normal pregnancy. It is around 25%. Many people don't realize it. So they go into it without having all these full details. And the question you are asking, people don't also realize the fact that the Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from God. If God does not want us to have IVF, we will not have it. IVF was not around by 100 years ago, 200 years ago. We were still giving birth. Now that we have it, it is because God wants us to have it now. That is why we have it. Yeah? And we are not feeling bad because we didn't get what we wanted to get. But nevertheless, we still give thanks to God because that's how God does want it. So I wanted to, I don't know, I just feel I should share this one so that to encourage some people.
Hold on, Mr. Frank. You went through this procedure four times.
Yes.
And you paid each time for it.
Sorry?
You paid for it each time.
One of them was even done in South Africa.
Interesting. So on the average, how much did it cost you per time, financially?
Yeah, of course, like I said, one was there in South Africa. That should give you an idea of what it costs, transportation.
Transportation?
As I said, it was not very strong in Nigeria.
Okay.
So that one, even at that time, was over between 3 to 5 million.
3 to 5 million.
Now, the price has come down in Nigeria. The last we did, I think that cost us about 1.5 to 2 million.
1.5, 1.2 million. So let's assume that on the average, you have spent close to 10 million or more on four successful IVFs.
No. When you are going to do IVF, you need to go there with positivity.
Okay.
Yeah, do not go there. When you are going to do IVF, go there with positivity. Don't go there thinking that it's not going to work. Yeah. So for a lot of people, it works. Several people that did it with my wife at that time, a lot of them got their desire. We met a particular woman who at that time had done three times.
Wow.
She was in her fourth time. She got it. We didn't get it, but there's no problem. Because the truth of the matter is we actually already have two children anyway, so we just wanted a third child.
A third child. Okay. I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing with us, Mr. Frank. All right. So, I'm trying to remember the name of the other caller. The one that said they did how many times and had to resort. I think, let me be sure I heard him. Did three times. The third time it worked after they had to go through the, there was IVF and then there was surrogacy. So I try to explain it now from the beginning. IVF, your sperm, her egg. And then the doctors assist in fertilization, and then they put it back in the wife's womb to carry the baby to full term. Now, for surrogacy, still IVF, they get your egg, they get the man's sperm, and then they fertilize. But this time, it's not your wife that's going to carry it. There's a surrogate mother, a woman who decides to help carry your child, but it's not usually for free. No, it's hardly for free. So you're paying for IVF, and then you're also going to pay the surrogate mother to carry this child to full term. And after the baby is born or the babies are born, they are then handed over to the mother because it was her egg that was fertilized. But for some reason, still fertility issues, she could not carry the child. That was the case of the other caller. In this case, someone has tried four times, unsuccessful, even tried one in South Africa. So when you see the what goes into this attempt, financial implication, the emotional readiness, the preparedness for whatever the outcome will be, the fact that it may or may not be successful, when it eventually becomes a success, can't we regard it as a miracle? Hence, we share the testimony. Or is it because the process is not as natural as it's supposed to be for every other person who has given birth or who conceived the natural way? We cannot say, oh, it's a miracle, because science was involved, medicine was involved, doctors were involved. 0703-0923-0703-0923-0923. And WhatsApp and Telegram number once again, 0809-030-6416. Send us a message also. We're live on Facebook, Facebook page, Nigeria Info 92.3PH. And on Twitter, it is at Nigeria Info PH. Let me see. Oh, we have like 5 minutes to go. Okay, so this one says, Didi, good afternoon. For obvious reasons, no Nigerian family will wholeheartedly tell people that they went through IVF. Every Nigerian man or woman wants to be seen as being potent and fertile. In recent time, what is in vogue is for women to pump their tummy through artificial means and end up getting a baby from illegal baby factory littered all over the place and claim they have given birth and testify to the glory of God. Cam, send that in.
Lewis.
Yeah, Lewis, you're here already. Go ahead. Lewis and GRA, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I want to contribute on the program.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. You see, be it IVF or natural way of giving birth, I think both we should give glory to God.
Mm.
We should return all the glory to God. Because ordinarily, is it not a miracle that you bring a sperm from the male and the egg from the female with the help of the doctor and it forms a baby? That alone is a miracle. So I see no reason, maybe when you go through IVF, then you wouldn't want to give testimony to it. So to me, both, after all, even those persons that carry the baby in their womb, it's not all that comes out successful.
True.
There are some that can still enter the labor room. They won't come out successful. And even at that, it is either you come out, you put to bed naturally or through CS.
Yeah.
So both are to return all the glories to God. Just like the other caller, the last caller, Mr. Emmanuel, I think it was Mr. Frank, that they have tried four times.
Yeah.
They didn't succeed. If at the end of the day, maybe the first one they succeeded, wouldn't they call it, wouldn't they give glory to God? So I don't see no reason if you go through IVF, then maybe you think that should the glory should be given to a different person and not to God.
All right,
so to me, all is to the glory of God.
All
it's
is
worth
the glory of God.
Testimony.
Right. Thank you, Lois. Oliver in Gokana. Good afternoon, Oliver. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon. I'm not in Gokana. I'm rather in Gokana. Thank you for the opportunity given.
All right, go ahead.
The issue whether it is done by a doctor or by whatever means, the couple desires a child and they got it. Honestly, to me, it's the greatest miracle. Some have done it like one of the earlier callers said, four times and failed. Does it mean that God was no longer in truth when that happened to them? Or they are the worst person in the world? No, whatever we have, let us be contented and say thank you, God, and God will do more. Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you so much. A message here on Facebook. This one reads, Adam Rex KP says, good day, my name is Adam. For me, I think it could be regarded as a testimony, but not a miracle. From the meaning of miracle, it is something that is inexplicable, that is impossible to explain. The way the sperm and cell, the way the sperm cells migrate to the egg cell in the womb is a miracle. But the IVF process is explainable, which is generally seen as an assisted fertilization. So one can testify such birth or child as God's blessing and a gift from God, but not necessarily a miracle. All right. Good afternoon, Didi. I'm Lillian from Port Harcourt. I have an auntie that did the IVF. The first one didn't work, but the second one she did was successful. But out of three babies, one came through. Oh, dear. For me, it's a miracle from God, but what confused me is how they know when it's a boy or a girl. My auntie told us that it's three boys and she was expecting through that IVF. Unfortunately, one came out a boy, the other two died. Nigerian, well, assisted reproductive, what's it called now? ART, assisted reproductive technique, can manipulate the gender, definitely. It's the same way some doctors or some experts will tell you that even with natural conception, you can actually, you know, walk your way around the gender you want. So if you copulate on a particular day, chances are that you will get a girl. If you copulate on another day, what I hear medically is that if you copulate on the ovulation day, ganga, it's going to be a boy. If you copulate 2 days to the ovulation day, oh, well, it's going to be a girl. And, you know, the X, Y, and Y chromosome. And all the, I'm sorry, I'm not a doctor, but the doctors understand how some of these things work. So, yes, with IVF, you can actually manipulate the gender or insist on the gender that you want. And this other one says, this is a case, this is just like a message I read earlier. Hold on, we're rounding off shortly. All right, this one reads, it should be regarded as a miracle because life was involved. My argument is that we should be open as to help others who are equally in need rather than conceal that aspect. We shouldn't be coming to the church and lying. Tell the people the truth. Good afternoon. I'm just new in town, not up to 1 week. Yet, I didn't really know the real name of this area, which I'm staying, but all the same, to contribute to this program, I'll say that we should count it as a miracle because it's God who gives the knowledge of a whole technology or whatever we call it. Thanks. Ubong, send that in. Thank you, Ubong. And this other one says, okay, I do not understand what this message is about. I'm unable to read it because I cannot understand it, first of all. So let's just move ahead. Sadly, we have to end the conversation now and also bring the sunny side to an end. To everyone who called in, sending your messages, watched live, contributed in one way or the other, thank you for making the conversation worthwhile. It's a medical intervention, as we know. I think some of us are hearing about it for the very first time. But if we have unsuccessful cases, even with natural conception, a woman gets pregnant naturally and is not even able to carry the baby to full term. Miscarriages, one problem here, one problem there. And at the end of the day, someone, you know, is able to conceive naturally and also carry the baby to full term and give birth. It's a miracle, right? That's the same way we have unsuccessful cases of IVFs. And for one success, and in that case, you or your and your partner experience that success, it should be a miracle. It's the same way people go for surgeries, right? And some people die in theater and others come out alive. Some people have had unsuccessful cancer surgeries too. You know, they go for surgery, say you have cancer and it didn't work. I mean, medical interventions are there for a reason. They are there to help. Everything is a miracle, I believe. I believe everything is a miracle. Sharing the testimony will now be dependent on the receptiveness or acceptance of these kind of medical interventions in our society. My name is Denise Dennis Walu, and this brings us to the end of the Sunny Side for today. Follow us on all social media handles at Nigeria Info PH and all platforms. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at _Denise_Dennis. That's D-E-N-I-S-E and then D-E-N-N-I-S. Follow my Facebook page, Denise Dennis. Follow my Facebook account, Denise Dennis Walu. I'll be back here tomorrow, same time, 12 noon through to 3 p.m. on the Sunny Side.